Yo, what's good, everyone? It's your boy, Puerto Rican. This is your boy, Dame Destro. Puerto Rican Poppy Perspective. I gotta get some shit off my chest, man. I'm listening to Kendrick right now. Father Time. Daddy Issues. Crazy as fuck. It's intense. I'm gonna get to that later, man. You know what? Matter of fact, I'm gonna just keep it on low in the background. But I'm gonna go straight into it, man. The fucking school shooting, man. I don't know what to think on this, man. Like, why? Like, I'm not a perfect human being. I fucked up. I've sinned. I've done my stupid shit. I've done everything. But I mean, I've done shit, you know, I've never hurt anyone that's innocent. Not that I know of, or any children that's been innocent. For little kids to die, man, from the shooting in Texas, I don't know how to feel about it, man. I'll tell you right now, I hugged my daughter a little extra longer today. I enjoyed her presence a lot more today than I normally would. Because there is 20 sets of parents right now that are mourning the deaths of their fucking first graders, second graders, third graders, that they just dropped their kids off for to learn, and some psychopath went in and killed them all. And I mean, I don't know the rest of the story. I just know he killed his grandma, and then he fucking killed a bunch of innocent little kids. Which I can't even fucking fathom. I can't wrap my head around it, man. Like, I just can't wrap my head. And he was 18 years old. The dude that shot up the supermarket was 18 years old. They put it on live stream. They shot all the black people in that supermarket was 18. Like, what the fuck is going on in our world, in our country? Like I know, I get it. I know there's shootings every day in the United States. I get it. I understand all that, but... It sucks. All of it is sad. All of it, it's depressing. It's tough, but it hits hardest for you. For those of y'all that don't have kids, y'all won't get it. You won't get it until you have kids. When you have kids, it's different. When I was younger, people would tell me that, like, oh, you know, like you don't understand. You understand with your kids. Like I get it now. I get it because. I cannot imagine. I don't want to imagine because I would go on a rampage and I'd try to kill that person. Or I'd try to do whatever it takes just to make whatever was right. If God forbid that ever happened to me, and I'd end up in dead or in jail for that retaliation. That being said, man, my heart, my prayers, everything goes out to those parents, those children. Those little children that went to school, I don't know, man. I remember when I was in first, second grade, I wasn't thinking about no one trying to shoot me up. I'm just sitting there trying to, like, enjoy my lunch, enjoy, like, my ABCs and 1-2-3s. That was it, man. And I lived in fucking New York, like, ghetto-ass Bronx, Brooklyn, New York. I lived in Bronx, New York, and I fucking didn't have to worry about that shit. And motherfuckers getting shot in, like, Texas, and fuck, I don't get it, man. That being said, man, I just, my heart, my prayers goes out to everyone there. Just, I pray to God, please, just God be with the families. I can't even imagine. May the children rest in peace, and that shooter, fuck it, man. I hope he burns in hell and lives a life of disgusting torture and pain. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. I don't get it. To shoot little children that don't do nothing, that are innocent. I mean, it's people that kill people, I get it. Killing is wrong regardless. But when you shoot a child that's innocent and not doing nothing, nobody, a fucking first or second grader, you deserve eternal pain and suffering. I'm sorry. That's something I never have done. I never will do. So, I don't know, man. Going to try to fix this. I've had these talks numerous times. I mean, I get it. We send 18-year-olds to war. You know, 18-year-olds they shoot guns, you know, to fight for our country. But I feel like with the shit that's going down in our country right now, we need to have some stricter gun laws. And this is coming from someone that, you know, I work, I have a gun on me all at time at work. So it's like, I say they raise the age limit. This is my opinion. If y'all want to talk back to me or write to me, I gladly appreciate any constructive criticism, positive or negative, anything, man. This is heartbreaking. So my thing is, I say raise it like at least 25 years old and do like a psychological background check. Everything, a background check, exactly, on everything, just to make sure that the person that is having the gun is, you know, legit, a good person, a good, normal, sane person. And I get it. That's not going to, even if we do that, I still won't change it because people are going to buy guns illegally and sell them. They're selling them illegally. There's ghost guns. I get all that. But at least try something just to stop it, to make it so easy for any 18-year-old kid that has an unstable mind that doesn't know what's going on to go ahead and get some guns and fucking just shoot up people. Like, we need to do something, man. That being said, I mean, I'm going to leave it at that, man. I don't know what else to say. I pray to God that... I pray every day. I pray every day, every night. Like I said, if you don't have kids, you don't know. If for those of you that do have kids, you know. I know you pray every night and every day, because I do. Every single day and every single night, I make sure and I say a prayer and just I beg God to keep evil and disease away. That's literally what I say every morning. Keep evil and disease away from my daughter and my family. And I say that at night as well. And I say thank you for keeping evil and disease away from my daughter and my family. So, on that, man, I'm going to leave it at that. I don't want to get too deep into it, man. There's a lot more people trying to bring politics into this shit. It's like, fuck politics, man. You got fucking 20 parents, 20 kids' parents that are fucking mourning. Just let them mourn in peace and fuck the politics, man. Let's just everyone get together and just figure this shit out, man. We need to figure it out. So, I need to just vent on this. I needed to vent on this. All right. So God bless everyone. I'm gonna say a prayer. God bless all the families. God bless all the children. I know they're up there with you right now, and you're they're in peace in heaven. I thank you for. I pray, please look after the parents, because I know they're having it the hardest right now. And God bless them all. May they rest in peace, and the families, how the families get through this. And please, God, help us find a way to get through, figure out a way to fix this problem in our country. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, guys. Sorry, I needed to get that off my chest. I'm gonna try and keep it a little more positive. Let's get into regular shit. I'm gonna go to sports first. Sports. I just watched the Warriors lose to the Mavericks. I lost my bet. I chose the Mavericks. I knew they weren't gonna get swept at home, but I picked the under like an idiot. So it's all good. It is what it is. I think it's going to be the Warriors versus the Heat. That's my guesstimation. So we'll see what happens. I'm going to the Padre game tomorrow. I'm excited. If y'all don't know, I used to like not want to know people I'm from, but fuck it. I'm from San Diego. And the Padres are dope. Although I'll tell you right now, they're not winning this game right now that I'm watching against the Brewers. But I get to see them tomorrow in person. I'm getting some up-close seats, which is dope. It's my day off. Today is my Friday, by the way, so. Mm-hmm. As I take another sip. I'm listening to that new Kendrick. I'll get to that in a minute, though. Padres are dope. They've won 5 in a row. They swept the Giants for the first time in a long time at home. At San Francisco, which is amazing. And, yeah, I'm excited I get to go to the Padres game tomorrow. That's going to be dope. Waiting on NFL. I can't wait. NFL is going to be dope. Season OTAs are soon around the corner. It's music. Music, music, music. Pusha T. Pusha T. I Pray For You is one of my favorite songs of all time. I probably played it at least a million times, at least in the past couple weeks. That song with him and Malice is godly. It's amazing. I feel like I'm in Roman Emperor times, and I'm riding my horse through the chariots of the Emperor, like in Gladiator times. I don't know. I just get chills every time I hear that song. It's a beautiful song. It has beautiful lyrics. Labyrinth, if y'all don't know, Labyrinth is the one that they worked with. He is from the show Euphoria, and he has all like the soundtracks for Euphoria, so, which is a dope show on HBO, and dope soundtracks, everything. So, but it's a beautiful song, and the whole album is dope. Rock and Roll is a dope. The one with Neptunes is amazing. The one with Kanye, they're all just dope. Beats, lyrics, everything is perfect. Pusha T doesn't disappoint. I've been bumping him nonstop. Kendrick, let's get to Kendrick. I like Kendrick. At first, I heard it, I was like, the video for the video was dope. Heartbreak Number 5, I think it was, or I forgot what it was called, Something Number 5. That video is amazing. I had to watch it numerous times just to figure out who was who, but OJ, Kobe, Nipsey, amazing. It was an amazing video. It went perfect with the lyrics too. It was awesome. But I had to listen to this album a little bit, a couple times. First way through, I was like, it's okay. Now I hear it again. I like Count Me Out. I love Rich Spirit. I love what's the other one? Auntie Diaries is cool. Mirror is dope. There's another one. Oh my gosh, Silent Hill with Kodak is dope. I'm gonna play Mirror right now. Put that in the background. It's a great one. But yeah, it's good. Rich Spirit I've had in my head for a minute, and the more I listen to it, the more it's really growing on me. So. Kendrick has done it again, in my opinion. I've loved Kendrick since Section 80. It gives me a Section 80 vibe. I've known Kendrick before, you know, he blew up with Section 80. I was a huge fan of Section 80. That was my favorite thing, and it was a beautiful thing. That was one of my favorite albums. I still listen to that album nowadays. So that's a beautiful thing. I love it. I'm happy. Other than that, it's going to be a good weekend for me. I'm watching the game tomorrow. I want to see Top Gun Maverick. I'm definitely going to see it on big screen. I'm not going to see it on little TV. I got to see it big, man. This is going to be epic. So, other than that, I'm going to leave it at that, man. I'm going to leave y'all with a little Kendrick. And, yeah, I'll leave on this note. After what happened today in Texas, man, like, my heart goes out to those families. I hope you all say a nice little prayer. Hope you hug your loved ones a little tighter today, because I definitely did. I mean, I work amongst some hard criminals. Like if y'all don't listen to this podcast, I work in a jail, and I work amongst criminals. I'm in a jail. I work amongst drug dealers, fucking gangsters, fucking, you know, firearms drug dealers. And that shit came on the news, and they came up to me and told me about it. And these are hardened criminals doing time for their excuse me. Excuse me. Ooh, that felt weird. You know, they're doing time for their hard crime, and they're coming to me like, hey, look at this fucking sick fuck that what he just did. Which goes to show you, like, yeah, they're criminals that did their shit. I'm not saying they're right. I'm not saying they're good. They're angels, but they have a code where you don't hurt, you don't rape people, you don't sexually assault people, and you don't hurt kids. And yeah, so they were like, what kind of... One of the quotes that I heard today walking through my pod in a jail, a United States jail, was, he said, look at these sick fucks. What a sick world we live in. And this is one of the criminals that I work amongst, that I walk amongst every day. And I said, yeah. I didn't know what to say. I just nodded. I said, yeah. It's scary. I just said, it's scary, man. And that's what I get, like, I get it if you know, I don't get it, like, if you hurt someone, you know, did you wrong or whatever, I'm not saying it's right, but it's a whole, and they're an adult, whatever, but if you're doing something to a little kid, a first, second, third grader, that hasn't done anything, like, just trying to, like, just live his life and learn so he can be a productive human being, and you go and you kill him, I don't know, man. I pray for you, and I mean, my first instinct is like burn in hell and live in a certain internal suffering and pain. And then my other instinct is like, I pray for you, man. Like, I don't know, but I'll leave it at that, man. Right now I'm listening to Kendrick. I Chose Me. I'm Sorry. It's called Mirrors. It's dope. I'm gonna leave y'all with. Oh, there's another one. You already heard that one, actually. I'll do Silent Hill with Kodak Black. This one's dope. Push these niggas on me like, huh. You know, he be dope with them little sayings like, huh. Putting them niggas off me like, huh. Like, bia. Actually, no, I wasn't bia. It was something else. I forgot what it was. But anyway, I'm a little buzzed. I made up some drinks. Here we go. But anyway, I'll leave it at that. Y'all, stay blessed. Hug your loved ones tight. I love y'all. Puerto Rican Pop Perspective. I had to get deep on this one, so. Push these niggas off me like. Push these niggas off me like. All right. This is Silent Hill, New Kendrick with Kodak Black, if y'all want to look it up. I'll leave y'all with this. Puerto Rican Pop Perspective. I love y'all. Stay safe. God bless y'all. Game Dash out. All right, I got to lower it. I got family sleeping. All right. Love y'all. Peace. Puerto Rican Poppy Perspective 1.